craft, and how to operate under the control of a civilian government. Millions of people in Africa are on guard against violence and threats of violence by extremists. The threats come from Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, Boko Haram in Nigeria, and Al-Qaeda-linked groups in northern Mali. Mr. Barnes says AFRICOM has just 3 people in Somalia and a few more in Nigeria to support intelligence sharing and logistics. Critics say a nation as powerful as the United States should do more to help. But Mr. Barnes says it is not that simple, because AFRICOM will only send its troops to places that ask for help.
We will only send people where they are requested, so it's not like we can go and make our own requests.
Dan Hampton teaches security at the Africa Center for Strategic Studies, a military research center at Fort McNair in Washington, D.C. He says it is not easy for Nigerian officials to ask for foreign support against what they consider an internal or Nigerian problem. But he thinks that will soon change.
I think there's going to be an opportunity now with the elections over. I mean, at least I hope that you're going to see more and better cooperation between Nigeria and the U.S. on tackling this problem in the near future.
U.S. officials say the partnership between AFRICOM and African nations will continue to grow. Because of these ties, they believe the continent will become more stable, secure, and prosperous. Now, it's time for our weekly look at the latest technology news. When computer servers operate a complex program, they can get very hot. They need to be cooled down. But cooling the servers can be costly. So researchers asked, what would happen if the heat created by the servers could be captured and used to warm houses? Jonathan Evans tells us about one energy company in the Netherlands that asked that question.
Data centers of large internet companies such as Google and Microsoft have thousands of computer servers. As these servers process information, they create large amounts of heat, so they need huge cooling systems. These systems send the heat into the air. The Dutch company Nerdalyze thinks paying for electricity to operate the servers and then paying again to cool them is a waste of energy. So it developed a device called the e-radiator. It is a computer server that also works as a heating source. Boaz Loop is the chief executive officer of